ඌවේ ගුරු ගෙදර අධ්‍යාපනික වැඩසටහන් මාලාව සමගින් ඔබ අප රැඳි සිටින්නේ. දැන් අපි සූදානම් වන්නේ අද දවසේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම ඔබ වෙත ගෙන එන්නට. ඌවේ ගුරු ගෙදර තුළින් ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම අද දවසේ ඔබ වෙත ගෙන එන්නේ දෙමෝදර ගවරවෙල මහාවිද්‍යාලයේ ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂය පිළිබඳ ආචාර්යණී දයාසීලි වත්තගේ ගුරුතුමිය විසින්.
Hi students, welcome to grade 11 English lesson. It's a great pleasure to meet you through this program. And today I hope to discuss some activities given in A Ladder to Learn handbook prepared by the English unit of Uwa Provincial Department of Education. So, before starting the lesson, please be ready with the booklet A Ladder to Learn. ආයුබෝවන් දුවේ පුතේ, ඔයාලා මේ සම්බන්ධ වෙලා ඉන්නේ 11 ශ්‍රේණියේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම සමගයි. ඉතින් දුවේ පුතේ, ඔයාලගේ A Ladder to Learn book එකත් අරගෙන අද පාඩමට සූදානම් වෙන්න. Well, are you ready? Let's start the lesson. Today we are going to practice one of the tests in your O-level paper, that is picture description. In other words, test 3 in your O-level paper. දුවේ පුතේ, මං අද බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා ඔයාලගේ O-level paper එකේ තුන්වෙනි ප්‍රශ්නය, ඒ කියන්නේ picture description එක, පින්තූරයක් විස්තර කරන ආකාරය පිළිබඳ අවබෝධයක් ඔයාලට ලබා දෙන්න. In this question, the ability to use words appropriately to complete the text is assessed. The set of words are given. The words can be a noun, a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. According to the instruction, you should write the correct letter of the word. මේ ප්‍රශ්නේදී ඔයාලා දීලා තියෙන වචන ලැයිස්තුවෙන් සුදුසු වචන තෝරගෙන දීලා තියෙන පින්තූරය විස්තර කරන්න ඕනේ. හිස්තැනට අදාළව වචනයට ගැළපෙන අකුර හෝ වචනය හිස්තැන්වල ලියන්න ඕනේ. ඒ වචනය නාමපදයක්, ක්‍රියාපදයක්, නාම විශේෂණයක්, එහෙම නැත්නම් ක්‍රියා විශේෂණයක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්. සින්දුවේ පුතේ, ඔයාලට පහසු වෙන්න ලකුණු පහක් ඕගොල්ලන්ගේ ප්‍රශ්න පත්‍රයේට ලබා ගන්න පුළුවන් මේ ප්‍රශ්නයට. බොහෝ වෙලාවට මෙහිදී බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන්නේ ඉස්තැනට සුදුසු වචනයට අදාළ අක්ෂරය නැත්නම් අකුර යොදන එකයි. නමුත් දුවේ පුතේ, සමහර වෙලාවට ඔයාලා වචනය ලියනවා. ඒ වගේ අවස්ථාවලදී ලකුණු ලැබෙනවා. නමුත් ස්පෙලිං, ඒ කියන්නේ වචනේ අකුරු නිවැරදි වෙන්න ඕනේ. එක අකුරක් වැරදි වුණත් උත්තරයට හිමි ලකුණ ලැබෙන්නේ නැහැ. And when you answer this question, you should study and identify the picture well before writing. දුවේ පුතේ, ඔයාලා මේ ප්‍රශ්නයට පිළිතුරු ලියන්න ඉස්සෙල්ලා පින්තූරය හොඳින් අධ්‍යයනය කරලා අඳුනගන්නත් ඕනේ. Like that, there are some hints. Remember them well. ඒ වගේම දුවේ පුතේ, ඔයාලා හොඳින් මතක තියාගන්න. If the blank is next to an adjective, a noun should be in the blank. නාම විශේෂණයක් ළඟට හිස්තැනක් දීලා තියෙනවා නම් හිස්තැනට නාමපදයක් යෙදෙන්න ඕනේ. If the blank is next to a noun plus be verb, එහෙම නැත්නම් a noun එක ළඟට නාමපදයේ ළඟට ing verb එකක් අපි අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම යෙදෙන්න ඕනේ. If the blank is next to a noun plus be verb, ing verb should be in the blank. නාමපදයක් එක්ක am, is, are ක්‍රියාපදයක් ළඟට හිස්තැනක් තියෙනවා නම් හිස්තැනට නාමපදයක් හෝ ing ක්‍රියාපදයක් යොදනවා. if the blank is next to an article, a singular noun should be in the blank. A එහෙම නැත්නම් an කියන article එකක් ළඟට his තැනක් තියෙනවා නම් his තැනට ඒකවචන නාමපදයක් යෙදෙනවා. විශේෂයෙන්ම an article එක තියෙනවා නම් අපි ස්වර શબ્දයකින් පටන් ගන්න නාමපදයක් තමයි his තැනට එන්න ඕනේ. Okay. Now get ready to do the activities. Turn to page 11 of your booklet. Let's read test 3A. Study the picture given below. Fill in the blanks in the paragraph using the words given in the box. Write the letter of the correct word in the blank. One is done for you. Now, look at the instructions again. Study. අධ්‍යයනය කරන්න මොකක්ද picture and fill blanks in paragraph using the words given in the box. What you have to do? Write ලියන්න the letter of the correct word in the blank. Let's read the words once. A. Robo. B. Gift, seeds, D, conversation, E, family photo, F, chasing, G, candles, H, carrying, I, party, J, wearing, K, vase. Now let's read the given description with blanks. This is a picture of a birthday. One blank. There is a number two blank hanging on the wall. The birthday cake, which is on the table, is decorated with number three blank full stop. A lady is blank. Number four blank, her baby. The boy's father is giving a number five blank to the boy. Two men are engaging in a number six blank while having tea. A boy is number seven blank funny costume. Full stop. Another boy is number eight blank a girl. There are number nine blank on the table. The number ten blank is falling off the table. A girl is carrying a number 11 blank. Okay. Now, let's complete the activity together. Okay. Now look at the picture again. I think now you have identified the picture. And shall we complete the blanks together? This is a picture of a birthday. That is the example you are given. I means party. This is a picture of a birthday party. You have to write the letter. So, this is the example. It is given I. There is a hanging on the wall. Now, you have to find out what is hanging on the wall. The answer is E. E means family photo hanging on the wall. The birthday cake, which is on the table, is decorated with number 3. The birthday cake is decorated with the letter G. The answer is G, that is candles. A lady is her baby. A lady is blank her baby. The answer is carrying. A lady is carrying her baby. The boy's father is giving a to the boy. Now look at the picture. What is the father giving to the boy? Now I think you can see robot. What is given to the boy? A. That is, the answer is in A. Robo. Two men are engaging in a. The answer is conversation. That is the letter D. Conversation while having tea. A boy is funny costume. The answer is J. A boy is wearing funny costume. Another boy is a girl. The answer is F. Chasing a girl. There are on the table. There are on the table C. Sweets. There are sweets on the table. Then the number 10 is falling off the table. What is falling off the table? Vase. I think you can see. The vase is falling on the table. The letter is K. Then a girl is carrying a number 11 blank gift. The answer is B. A girl is carrying a gift. The letter is B. Okay. I think you have got the correct answers. Let's read the paragraph with the words again. This is a picture of a birthday party. There is a family photo hanging on the wall. The birthday cake, which is on the table, is decorated with candles. A lady is carrying her baby. The boy's father is giving a robot to the boy. Two men are engaging in a conversation while having tea. A boy is wearing funny costume. Another boy is chasing a girl. There are seats on the table. The vase is falling off the table. A girl is carrying a gift. Now, look at the answers again. 1 I, 2 E, 3 G, 4 H, 5 A, 6 D, 7 J, 8 F, 9 C, 10 K, 11 B. Well, let's get on the second test item, that is test 3B. Try to read it with me. Test 3. Study the picture given below. Fill in the blanks in the paragraph using the words given in the box. Write the letter of the correct word in the blank. One is done for you. Let's read it again. Study the picture given below. Fill in the blanks in the paragraph using the words given in the box. Write the letter of the correct word in the blank. One is done for you. Here is also you have to write the letter of the word. Let's read the words. A. Flying. B. Couple. C. Jogging. D. Park. E. Weekend. F. Swing. G. Riding. H. Enjoying. I. People. J. Mat. K. Yacht. Now let's read the description with blanks. This is a picture of a number one blank. The park is full of number two blank. They are number three blank. They are number four blank. A girl is number five blank. A bicycle. A boy and a girl are number six blank. The girl who is sitting on a number seven blank is reading a book. A small girl is sitting on the number eight blank. An old number nine blank is watching the children playing. A boy is number 10 blank, a kite. There is a number 11 blank in the lake. Now you know the words. Flying, couple, jogging, park, weekend, swing. What is swing? Onchillava, swing. Kila kiyanne? Onchillava. Riding, enjoying, people, mat, yacht. Right. Now let's get together and fill in the blanks. This is a picture of a. What is here? This is a picture of a. Now the answer is D. Park. This is a picture of a park. The park is full. Full of number two blank. Park එක පිරීලා. කාගෙන්ද පිරීලා තියෙන්නේ? Full of. The answer is I. People. They are. H. You are given. The answer is given. That is the example. They are enjoying. That the letter is H. They are. The answer is E. Weekend. They are weekend. A girl is number five. A bicycle. A girl is. The answer G. Riding a bicycle. A girl is riding a bicycle. A boy and a girl are number six blank. The answer is C. Jogging. The girl who is sitting on a number seven is reading a book. Now look at the girl. Where is the girl sitting on a? The answer is J. Matt is reading a book. A small girl is sitting on the. A small girl. Punchi gamla me kwadvila inwa. Kohede. Sitting on number 8. The answer is F. Swing. Unchillave. Swing. An old number 9. Is watching the children playing. An old. The answer is B. Couple. An old couple is watching the children playing. A boy is Number 10 blank, a kite. A boy is a kite. A boy is, the answer is A, flying a kite. There is a, number 11 blank, in the lake. බලන්දුවේ පුතේ මොකද්ද ඔයගලන්ට මේ ලේක් එක ඇතුලේ මොකක්ද තියෙන්නේ? ආ පුංචි රුවක් පේනවා නේද? යොච් ආ රුවල් බෝට්ටුවක් පේනවා ඔයාලට. A yacht in the lake. Now let's read the paragraph with the words. Now you know the answers. Let's read it with words. This is a picture of a park. The park is full of people. They are enjoying their weekend. A girl is riding a bicycle. A boy and a girl are jogging. The girl who is sitting on a mat is reading a book. A small girl is sitting on the swing. An old couple is watching the children playing. A boy is flying a kite. There is a yacht in the lake. Right. In this test also, you have to write the correct letter of the word. Right. Now, this is your third test. Test 3. C. Let's read it. Study the picture and fill in the blanks in the text given below. Use only one word in each blank. First one is done for you. Shall we read the instructions again? Study the picture and fill in the blanks in the text given below. Use only one word in each blank. First one is done for you. Now you have to use the words. Use only one word in each blank. අපිට එක වචනයක් දාන්න පුළුවන් එක සැරයක් නේද? Use only one word in each blank. You have to write the words. This is a picture of a. The words are A, woman, B, children's, C, there, D, giving, E, newspaper, F, sleeping, G, telling, H, sitting, I, picture, J, living room, K, children. Shall we read the paragraph with blanks? අපි paragraph එක හිස්තැන් එක කියවමුද? This is a picture of a number 1 blank. There are two number 2 blank, a woman and a man. The number 3 blank in the picture seems to be the number 4 blank. Mother and the man seems to be number 5 blank father. The woman is number 6 blank a cup of tea to the man. The man has a number 7 blank on his lap. There is a kitten blank number 8 blank beside his chair. The boy seems to be number 9 blank. Something to the dog. The girl is number 10 blank sitting at a table. There is a number 11 blank hanging on the wall. Okay. Shall we fill in the blanks? This is a picture of a number 1 answer is J. Living room. This is a picture of a living room. Now, the answer is J. There are two. Number two, blank. The answer is K. A woman and a man. The number three, blank. The answer is A. In the picture seems to be the number four, blank. The answer is B. Mother and the man seems to be number five. The answer is C. Father. The woman is, the answer is D. A cup of tea to the man. The man has a number seven. The answer E. On his lap. There is a kitten. Number eight. The answer is F. Beside his chair. The boy seems to be number nine. Answer G. Something to the dog. The girl is number 10. The answer H. At a table. There is a number 11. Answer I. Hanging on the wall. Look at the answers again. 1 J, 2 K, 3 A, 4 B, 5 C, 6 D, 7 E, 8 F, 9 G, 10 H, 11 I. Shall we read the paragraph with words? Okay, this is a picture of a living room. There are two children, a woman and a man. The woman in the picture seems to be the children's mother, and the man seems to be their father. The woman is giving a cup of tea to the man. The man has newspaper on his lap. There's a cat sleeping beside his chair. The boy seems to be telling something to the dog. The girl is sitting at a table. There is a picture hanging on the wall. Okay. I think you have got the answers. Now, let's do the next activity. Test 3. Read with me. First, let's read the instructions. Look at the picture and fill in the blanks with suitable words given in the box. Write the letter of the correct word in the blank. The first one is done for you. These are the words: A, boy; B, heavy; C, books; D, wall; E, cotton; F, book; G, shelf; H, corner; I, books; J, story; K, floor; L, clock. Okay, shall we read the paragraph with blank first? This is a picture of a room. A, number one, blank, is sitting on mother's lap. She is telling a number two, blank, to the boy. A girl is bringing some number three, blank. This seems to be number four, blank. A boy is lying on the number five, blank. There is a number six, blank, looking at them. The number 7 blank is at the number 8 blank of the room. It is full of number 9 blank. A number 10 blank and a calendar are hanging on the number 11 blank. Okay. Now try to write the answers with me. I think you have identified the given picture. Okay. This is a picture of a room. Right. Shall we do it together? A. Here is also you have to write the letter of the word. Right. A. You are given the answer. The answer is A. A boy. A boy is sitting on mother's lap. She is telling a, the answer is J, story to the boy. A girl is bringing some, number 3 blank, C, books. This seem to be number 4 blank, the answer is B. That is the word heavy. They seem to be heavy. A book is lying on the number 5. The answer is floor. That means the answer is K. The letter K. There is a. The answer is letter E. That means cat looking at them. The number 7 blank, the answer is G. The word is shelf, is at the number 8 blank, the answer is H, of the room. It is full of number 9, the answer is I. A, number 10, the answer is L. And a calendar are hanging on the number 11, answer is D. Okay. Now look at the answers again. 1, A, 2, J, 3, C, 4, B, 5, K, 6, E, 7, G, 8, H, 9, I, 10, L, 11, D. Okay. Shall we read the description or the paragraph with words? This is a picture of a room. A boy is sitting on mother's lap. She is telling a story to the boy. A girl is bringing some books. They seem to be heavy. A book is lying on the floor. There's a cat looking at them. The shelf is at the corner of the room. It is full of books. A clock and a calendar are hanging on the wall. This is the last activity today, the test 3E. Let's read it. Study the picture and use the words given below to fill the blanks. Write the letter of the correct word in the blank. The first one is done for you. The words are A, dress, B, men, C, winter, D, stretched, E, people, F, patting, G, warmth, H, relaxing, I, children, J, sawing, K, behind. Let's read the paragraph first with the blank. This picture shows a living room of a house it seems to be the number one blank season, as number two blank are sitting near the fireplace. To get number three blank, a woman is wearing a long number four blank and she is number five blank. A man is number six blank on a chair and has number seven blank his legs towards the fire, while two other number eight blank are sitting up on the chairs. Two number nine blank are sitting number ten blank them. The boy is number 11 blank a dog while listening to what the girl is reading. Okay, shall we do it together? This is also, you have to write the correct letter of the word. This picture shows a living room of a house. It seems to be the number one answer is C, winter season. As number two blank, the answer is E, people are sitting near the fireplace. To get number three blank, the answer is G, warmth. A woman is wearing a long number four blank. The answer is A, dress. And she is number five. The answer is J, sewing. S-E-W, saw. What is S-E-W, saw? Mahanava. She is sewing. A man is number six. Answer. The letter H on a chair and has number seven, the answer is D, his legs towards the fire. While two other, number H blank, the answer is B, are sitting up on chairs. Two, number nine, the answer is I, are sitting on number 10 blank. The answer is behind them. The boy is number 11. The answer is patting a dog. What is patting? Patting kiyala kiyanne api den aadareeta api poddak tattu karanawa neida, atha ganawa. A dog while listening to what the girl is reading. Okay, shall I read the answers again? Number 1 C, 2 E, 3 G, 4 A, 5 J, 6 H, 7 D, 8 B, 9 I, 10 K, 11 F. As we have come to the end of the lesson, I would like to revise the test item that we practiced today. All the test items are based on test 3 of the GCE O-level paper. You are ability to use words appropriately to complete the text is tested. The testing technique is fill in blanks. So, I think today's lesson will help you to answer the paper well and get to your O-level exam. Thinduwe puthe ada paadamen oyalata puluwan una oyalage paper eke 3 weni prashneyata samaana prashna 5kata pilithuru sapayanna. E wagema man hitanawa ada paadama oyalata hondin vibhageyata pilithuru liyanna attalak wei kiyala. Adata paadama awasana karanawa. Hope to meet you next lesson. Have a nice day.
උන්වේ ගුරු ගෙදර අධ්‍යාපනික වැඩසටහන් මාලාව තුළ අද දවසේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම උපයත ගෙන ආවේ දෙමෝදර ගවරවිල මහාවිද්‍යාලයේ ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂය පිළිබඳ ආචාර්යනි දයාසීලී වත්තගේ ගුරුතුමියයි.